Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Sam.
Sam, have you received a haircut lately?
Yeah, since I have really short hair, so I have to cut it quite often.
Oh, okay. I got one not long ago, too, but yeah? I don't go to a very special barber shop or anything like that.
Okay.
However, there is one special barber in Taiwan these days, and he's actually from England.
Really? An English barber having a barber shop in Taiwan? That's not really normal.
Right. Well, today's article is all about this British barber and his barber shop, which is actually on the east coast of Taiwan. So, why don't we get into the article and find out all about him?
Reading.
Cutting Edge, an English barber in Hualien. Tucked away in Hualien is a barber shop run by an Englishman. It's a cozy shop which seats two and only accepts men. The man who runs it is Daniel Bullivant.Who traveled the world cutting hair before he settled down in Taiwan. Bullivant began his career as a barber when he was just 13 years old. After he graduated from a hairdressing school, Bullivant began traveling. For 2 months in Poland, he cut homeless people's hair for free. He cut hair for native people in the rainforest,and for a ship captain on the way to the Galapagos Islands. Bullivant visited 27 countries, and his last stop was Taiwan. Originally, Bullivant was only going to visit a friend in Taiwan. During his time here, though, he met the girl who would become the love of his life. After a 2-year long-distance relationship,Bullivant moved to her hometown of Hualien. He then made his dream come true by opening Cutting Edge Barbershop. Customers now travel great distances just to get a haircut at Bullivant's Curious Shop.
The article begins, Tucked away in Hualien is a barbershop run by an Englishman.So our British barber, he's actually in Hualien. You might think he'd open his shop like in Taipei or somewhere like that, but you would be wrong.
所以呢，课文一开始呢就说到呢，这间很特殊的英国的这个 barber shop 呢，其实是开在花莲哦。barber shop 这个字呢，其实指的是理容院剪头发的地方哦。和我们有的时候听到这个 hair salon 美容院呢，其实有点不太一样。在 barber shop 工作的人呢，他们叫做 barber， 他们的强项呢是这个男士理容，例如像我们这种比较短的头发啊，或者是说有留胡子要去修胡子这种。那另外呢，在 hair salon 他们工作的这些人呢是 hair stylist， 就是像造型师的感觉哦。所以呢，他可能会帮你设计发型啊、染烫发等等等，所以是有点差别的哦。那在课文里面呢，就说这间男士理容院的 barber shop 在花莲哦，有一个英国人来营运 ，run by 谁？这个意思呢，就是说由谁在营运、谁在管理的意思。
Now, in fact, the article says his shop is tucked away, and that phrase is today's shortcut for you. So, let's go to our clip for that, and see you back here in a bit.
Shortcut for you.
So, this is a map of your parents' neighborhood in England?
Yes, their house is tucked away just between these two roads.
I have no idea what you mean.
If something is tucked away somewhere, it's in a hard-to-find place, but it fits there well.
Got it. To be tucked away means 隐匿在某处.
Yes, it's in these trees here, not quite on either of those two roads.
Why is it all the way back there?
Well, because the house is older than the ones around it,、mm-hmm. so people actually have a hard time finding it for the first time.、
Mm.
Yeah, it's just in there, you see.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, we just learned what tucked away means, and before the break, we heard how the barbershop is tucked away in Hualien. It's kind of like hidden somewhere. Now, the article continues, it's a cozy shop which seats two and only accepts men. Okay, so here we have an interesting word, accept. Okay. That's spelled A-C-C-E-P-T, accept, and it's a verb. And in this case, it means to receive, take, or to approve of something or someone. So, for example, we could say, the university that I want to go to has accepted me. So now I can go there. They said, yes, you can come to school here. Now, in this case, the barber at this barbershop only cuts men's hair. And this was actually pretty common before. I mean, men would go to a barbershop while women would go to a hair salon. That way they can, you know, focus on getting the best, you know, men's haircut or women's haircut. Yeah. There kind of wasn't an in-between place.
Okay, 这边能看到 accept 这个动词呢就是接受的意思。例如这边课文里面说呢 only accepts men. 这边呢就是指这个 barbershop 只接受男客人哦。另外呢刚刚 Brian 讲到这个动词 accept, 它也有呢这个认同承认像是 approve 这样的意思哦。Okay, 例如呢 they accepted some applications and reject others. 这个句子里面呢就有认同承认的意思。承认这些申请拒绝了一些其他的 reject 就是拒绝那另外呢这边有形容哦这个 barbershop 是怎么样呢 it's a cozy shop 就是呢形容店里面的装潢啊或者是气氛很轻松很舒适很惬意哦我们也可以形容呢例如今天晚上我们去一家有海景 view 的这个餐厅吃饭呢 I had a cozy evening 就是说呢我度过了一个很愉快很轻松的夜晚另外呢这边课文也说到了 seats two 这边呢是动词的用法表示店里只有两个座位作为名词呢你可能知道说 seats 是指座位哦例如 take a seat 请坐或者火车上面这个一个一个座位哦，当做动词的时候呢，它可以翻译成了这个店里面或者这个地方可以容纳多少座位。所以呢，我们课文里面说 seats two， 它呢就可以翻译为呢这个店里面呢只能够容纳两个座位哦。Okay, and the article continues. The man who runs it is Daniel Bullivant, who traveled the world cutting hair before he settled down in Taiwan.、嗯、settle down 这个片语呢，中文我们翻译为安定下来、定居在这边的意思哦。那这个片语呢，也有冷静下来、安静下来。Okay, the teacher told the students to settle down. Here, the phrase "settle down" means to calm down.
Right, but he didn't calm down. He decided to just stay in one place. Now, the article continues. Bullivant began his career as a barber when he was just 13 years old. Okay, so when he was 13, Bullivant began his career. Now, career is spelled C-A-R-E-E-R, career, it's a noun. And it means a job that someone does for a long time. So, for example, Tommy wants to have a career in acting. He wants to be an actor, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. It's not some job that you just do for the summer, like working at a convenience store or something. That's not a career. That's just a job.
Okay.
Yeah. So after he graduated from hairdressing school, Bullivant began traveling.
OK, 这边呢我们首先看到 career 这个单词我们中文翻译为职业、哦、另外呢刚刚这个 Brian 这边也提到另外一个字 job 或者我们可能会看到说 occupation 也是呢职业工作的意思、哦、但是呢这边刚 Brian 解释到说这个字呢事实上翻译为 career 翻译为职业生涯可能会好一点、哦、和这个 job occupation 是有一些不一样的例如呢课文中讲到说 he began his career as a barber 他开始他的职业生涯作为这个理容师、哦、in his career he probably had several jobs在他的职业生涯之中他可能换过很多工作例如刚刚像 Brian 讲到说你上在这个暑假的时候呢可能会去打工这样就是一个 job 那课文呢也说到在13岁的时候呢他怎么样 graduated from hairdressing school hairdressing 呢就是指头发做头发或是发型设计的那片语 graduated from 就是说从哪里毕业所以呢这边课文就是说呢他从这个美容学校毕业之后就开始周游列国 so where exactly did he went go to like
okay well the article says for 2 months in Poland he cut homeless people's hair for free he cut hair for native people in the rainforest and for a ship captain on the way to the Galapagos Islands yes so now we know that he's been cutting hair for all kinds of people around the world you know a lot of it was for free or you know, if you take me to this island, I'll cut your hair or something.
Okay,
like
好，这边呢 ，Brian 就解释到说呢，他刚刚讲到说帮很多不同人剪头发，例如呢，在波兰哦，在 Poland， 他们帮怎么样 ？Homeless people， homeless 这个字呢，就是指没有家的，也就是游民的意思哦。那另外呢，他在这个 rainforest 是什么地方呢 ？Rain 是下雨的这个雨哦，那 forest 是森林，所以合在一起 rainforest 就是指这个热带雨林的意思。那他们呢，就帮这个热带雨林里面的 native people，native 这个形容词呢，是形容天生的、原来的，例如。呢这边讲到说English is Brian's native language, right?
Yes.
OK, native 就是天生的，所以表示说英文是 Brian 的母语，生来就在说的这个语言。所以呢 native people 就是只住在雨林里面的这些原住民哦。
Now we also know that he is cut hair for a ship captain on the Galapagos Islands. Okay. Now a captain, this is spelled C-A-P-T-A-I-N, captain, it's a noun,And it means the person who is in charge of a ship or airplane.
Oh.
So we can say the captain of the boat told everyone to stay in their seats during the storm. So he's the one, you know, with the wheel or the one who's in charge of the head pilot of the plane. They are the captain.
Okay, 这边呢 ,Brian 解释到呢 ,captain 呢就是指这个船长的意思哦，或者是说比方说像开飞机或开船哦，这个是看你开什么样的东西呢，它就是这个座舱长或是开船的这个船长的意思。那呢它也可以当做呢比方说像是 captain of the football team, 就是呢指这个像是学校的这个橄榄球队的队长呢也可以叫做 captain, 或者是说呢在军队里面像是marine captain, 就是指海军上校。那刚刚课文呢这边已经 Brian 解释过 ,ship captain 就是指船长哦。那例如像是 Peter Pan 小飞侠里面的这个船长 Captain Hook 他就是一个船长的意思 OK and the article continues Bullivant visited 27 countries and his last stop was Taiwan
Right So he went to 27 countries but then eventually he came here
yeah, that's a lot.
wonder why Now the article says Originally Bullivant was only going to visit a friend in Taiwan During his time here thoughHe met the girl who would become the love of his life.
Aww.
Okay, so there's a reason, there's a good reason. Now it said at the beginning of the sentence, originally he was going to visit a friend here. Now originally is spelled O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-L-Y. Originally, it's an adverb, and it means when something first happened or began. So we could say, originally I was going to move to Hong Kong, but I decided to live in Taipei instead.So at first, this was the plan, this was the idea, but then it changed.
OK, 我们能看到 originally 这个副词之前呢，我们先来看一下它的形容词 original. Original 呢，这个字就是指原来的、原创的意思哦。例如呢，我们这边会说，可能说 Our original plan was to go to the park, 或者像 Brian, the original plan was to go to Hong Kong, right?、Mm-hmm. 所以呢，我们本来的计划呢，可能是去公园，或者像 Brian, 他本来是决定要去 Hong Kong. 那这个意思呢，就是说呢，后来可能比方说我们去了海边，或者像 Brian, 他后来呢，就来到了台湾，住在台湾了。Mm-hmm. 所以呢 ,original 这个字呢，就是表示本来原来的计划那 originally 呢这个字作为副词呢就变成是本来最初的意思哦所以例如呢我们这个课文里面呢本来呢他只是来台湾找朋友但却找到了什么呢 the love of his life 他找到了他毕生的挚爱哦非常浪漫、
mm-hmm. so obviously some girl from Taiwan that、yeah. he met now the article says after a 2-year long distance relationship Bullivant moved to her hometown of Hualien Okay, so this is why he's in Hualien. Now, it says that her hometown is Hualien. Now, a hometown spelled H-O-M-E-T-O-W-N, hometown, is a noun. And it means the place where someone grew up or is from. This is, you know, the one place, the one town or city where they're from. So we could say Mike's hometown is Houston, Texas, let's say. That is where he's from.When people ask him where he's from, he says, I'm from Houston.
Okay, and where's your hometown?
I say Houston, but actually I've moved around my whole life, so I don't really have one.
Okay. 好，这边课文呢连续的使用两个字、哦、我们先看一下这两个字。首先呢是 2-year long, 还有 long distance, 2-year 和 long distance 这两个字、哦。像这个呢用中间用一个 dash 把两个字结合在一起的形容词呢我们叫做复合形容词、哦。我们这边呢先解释一下的组成呢有几个常见的用法、哦。我们可以看到呢像是形容词加上名词的组合 合，例如呢这个 part-time full-time job， 例如说你是兼职的全职的，或者像刚刚我们课文里面说这个远距离恋爱 long distance 两个字合在一起哦。那这个结合呢也可以是名词加上形容词，例如呢我们说这个 world famous， world 加上 famous 意思呢就是举世闻名的，在世界上都非常有名的。那另外呢课文这边还有看到这个数字加上名词的用法，例如呢我们刚刚说到这个它有两年的时间，所以就是 2 year 两个字合在一起形容两年，或者我们很常说到的这个 3-year-old 三岁的，例如 Tom is a 3-year-old boy 这样的形容方法，复合形容词的用法。那另外呢刚刚 Brian 这边解释到这个单字 hometown， 中文呢我们就翻译为故乡哦，故乡的意思。例如这个罗大佑先生有这首歌鹿港小镇啊，他说鹿港呢 is his hometown， 就是说呢他来自鹿港小镇，那是他的故乡的意思。
Now the article goes on to say, he then made his dream come true by opening Cutting Edge Barbershop. Customers now travel great distances just to get a haircut at Bullivant's Curious Shop.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so now he has customers. So a customer is someone who buys a product or service from a business. So you could say the customer came in and bought some pants in her size.
Okay.
So people come from all over just to go to Cutting Edge Barbershop.
OK,customer 呢这个单字就是指顾客消费者的意思。For example, regular customer, 就是呢例如说呢你每天早上都去这家早餐店，那你就是一个 regular customer, 你就是他的常客的意思。另外呢我们像说现在很流行网络购物嘛，那我们买东西的时候会比方说没收到商品啊，或是有瑕疵。这个时候呢就需要联络 customer service, 就是顾客服务咯。那另外呢这边有个片语 come true, 就是指成真的意思哦。例如我们讲到说 make his dream come true, 就是呢让他的梦想成真成为现实的意思。
Now, I think that's the end of today's article, but we still have our For You chat question, so let's go to that now.
For You chat.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's For You chat question is this. Where do you get your haircut and why? Sam?
Okay, where do I get my haircuts? Normally, I do my haircut by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's quite expensive to find a barbershop or a hair salon to get your haircut. So I decide to do it myself. I'll look in the mirror and use that machine.
Yeah, it looks pretty professional.
Yeah? How about you? Where do you get your haircut?
I go to a place called QB House.
QB House.
Yeah, it's $300 for the haircut. Yeah, so I know some people here spend like $1,500 or something on a haircut. I pay $300. I know some people pay like $100. But there are no places around here where I can get, I think.
but look quite stylish, I mean. It looks like a really expensive haircut.
Yeah, those people said, you know, oh, I spend $2,000. Why do I spend so much? And I was like, I don't know. You know, It's, I don't think you need to spend so much on a haircut. If you're a guy, maybe. I think girls are different.
Yeah.
But a barbershop, I think it shouldn't cost too much to go to a barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, that's it for us. Until next time, I'm Brian.
I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Cutting Edge, an English barber in Hualien. Tucked away in Hualien is a barbershop run by an Englishman.It's a cozy shop which seats two and only accepts men. The man who runs it is Daniel Bullivant, who traveled the world cutting hair before he settled down in Taiwan. Bullivant began his career as a barber when he was just 13 years old. After he graduated from a hairdressing school, Bullivant began traveling.For 2 months in Poland, he cut homeless people's hair for free. He cut hair for native people in the rainforest and for a ship captain on the way to the Galapagos Islands. Bullivant visited 27 countries, and his last stop was Taiwan. Originally, Bullivant was only going to visit a friend in Taiwan.During his time here, though, he met the girl who would become the love of his life. After a 2-year long-distance relationship, Bullivant moved to her hometown of Hualien. He then made his dream come true by opening Cutting Edge Barbershop. Customers now travel great distances just to get a haircut at Bullivant's Curious Shop.
Vocabulary Review.
Accept. The clerk said that this store accepts cash, but not credit cards. Career. Jane wants a career in medicine and hopes to become a doctor one day. Captain. The captain of the ship said that we will arrive at the island tomorrow. Originally. Steve was originally going to move to Hong Kong, but he chose Taiwan instead. Hometown. My hometown is a small city in the south of the United States. Customer. The customer went into the store and bought many items.